I wish this was my tape recorder. This tape recorder has a kind of a, it's just, it's not picking up right now. I don't have it on the
recorder. Oh, okay.
This is a, I'm getting it wound up, getting it started around where I need
you. Might need more light for your room.
Started. But it's, it filters out a lot of background noise and that sort of thing. It's a good one for this time. Especially when you're interviewing people out in the country and there's chickens crowing all around.
It'd be nice if you could turn the tape in.
Yeah.
But you probably have to write yours.
No, we usually turn the, well, sometimes we transcribe them and sometimes we don't. It really depends on the length of them and what they contain and things like that. This particular one is Southern dialects.
Oh.
It's
I think that's interesting.
Yes, and people are doing this all over in the South and talking to different people. And it's really nice because this ties together history and language. It's got questions about both, you know. And then they use it, they write up historical things as well as differences in pronunciations and all, you know, just they get all sorts of different things from this. And it's really interesting, and then of course also to see the differences age-wise too, just like we were talking about people in different age groups. Well, the first thing, okay. Now, first thing I want to get is your full name,
Bobby, B O B B Y, just like a boy.
Oh, I had it spelled wrong. Okay.
Joyce, J O Y C E. Now, do you want my maiden name?
No, just the Yeah. Now, where were you born?
Piggott, Arkansas.
Piggott, Arkansas.
Clay County.
Clay County, yeah. And, now, how, would you mind if I asked you exactly how old you are?
47 and a half. 3/4.
If I guess, and I'm not trying to be facetious or anything, but I would honestly guess 37.
Oh no! Well, thank
well,
you.
Well, they told me that
I'm
you, but they told me you're very. They had sort of prepared me because they told me you were very young looking, and to be because I guess they didn't want me to ask for your mother. I don't know, but anyway, I'm really amazed. And your occupation?
Homemaker.
And I already know this, but your church.
Baptist, Southern Baptist.
And did you and you were born in Piggott. Oh yes, she told me you were born over there where the gas station is.
You could see it, couldn't you,
yeah,
from where?
That's really
of course there was a house there at that time. And naturally. And the house is still in Piggott, it was moved. But,
oh, they moved. Mm-hmm.
And there used to be a little garage and service station behind it, and my dad had that when I was born, and that's why it happened to be right there, I guess. And then my grandparents owned the house.
Oh,
that had something
to
do with it.
Yeah. Well, now, did you grow up in Piggott?
No. When I was about 2, I guess, we moved to Rector.
Mm-hmm.
And then I lived in Rector until I was a senior in high school.
Mm-hmm.
When I was a senior, we moved to Paragould, which is 35 miles from here, but about 20 from Rector.
Mm-hmm. And Rector's how far? Then it's
about 15 miles from here, and then Paragould.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's another little community, Marmaduke. Well, there's a lot of little communities along in there.
Mm-hmm.